Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People's Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world. To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button. Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Hello, good evening, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are. And welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show here on MikeSpiritMikeDavis.com. My name is Margaret Challenger, and I'm hosting the show this week and next week because our Mike is in Orlando. So I'm sure you've given him a great welcome. I live in 12 miles just north of the capital of Wales, Cardiff, and we've got a great show lined up for you tonight. I taught at the Edinburgh College of Parapsychology. I've taught at the Spiritist Association of Great Britain and the Arthur Findlay College in Stansted, Essex, England. I've also been very fortunate to have worked in Spain, Hungary, Switzerland, Germany, Bavaria, and of course England and Wales, taking the gift of mediumship to those who are welcome and invited to do so. And tonight I've got two guests to help me through the show. I've got Trevor Barton and a lady called Jane Wynn, and I'll introduce them to you in a moment. Just to let you know that Mike was at the Archangel Michael party last night at 5:30, which was at the Expedito Enlightenment Center, and it was to broadcast an introduction to Florida for him. This coming Friday, if you want to make a note of this, Mike is at the Expedito Enlightenment Center again, October the 5th at 7:30 p.m. ET. He's doing a solo gallery there to connect to loved ones from the other side. So I'm sure that you'll be interested in that. And come this Saturday, October the 6th at 11 a.m. or 5:30 p.m. ET, you'll be doing private readings at the Expedito Enlightenment Center. You can book early by contacting the center, or you can register on the door. So I'd like now to invite Trevor to come along and introduce himself to you. Good evening, Trevor. How are you?
Good evening, Margaret. Very well,
Hi.
Thank you. Thank you for the invite to join you.
It's great. Nice to talk to you. We did meet, didn't we? Last year, was it? In Stafford, Arthur Findlay Centre.
That's right. It's the first time we set eyes on each other.
That's right. It's love at first sight, wasn't it?
It certainly is.
tell the listeners where you're from, Trevor, because I'm sure they can detect a different accent to mine.
Oh, yes. It's like a farmer's accent. I'm from Thornbury, just outside of Bristol in the UK.
Excellent. And what's your history with regards to spiritualism?
Well, unlike you, Margaret, I came into spiritualism quite late in life, about 6.5 years ago.
Right. What happened?
My grandmother used to sit on my bed at 3 o'clock in the morning and wake me up.
So you thought, well, I better answer that, is it?
I wondered what was going on, I have to admit.
I take it you mean your grandmother was in the spirit world at the time?
Exactly. Never met her before, never spoke to her before, so it was quite an interesting introduction.
All right. So how did you find out it was your grandmother? You had to ask somebody, did you?
I went for a reading at a medium called Mandy Bryant down at Clevedon.
Yeah.
And I was quite blown away about what she could tell me about my life and my family in the spirit world.
And it got you?
And it got me hooked.
Yeah, yeah. And obviously with your grandmother arousing the interest there, it was as if the spirit world was knocking the door, saying, come on, you're ready to work.
Exactly.
Yeah. Go on, yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, sometimes in our life we get to a situation, don't we, where we find ourselves in a bit of a rut.
I think so. I think we're always ready to work. You can't push anybody.
No.
I've been talking to the spirit world since I was two. And of course, having a mediumistic mother, she would encourage my conversations instead of saying poo-pooing it, you know, and saying, oh, tell them to go away, your imaginary friend. She would literally say to me, ask them what their name is. And I used to hear people calling my name, and my car doors would open, and people would walk up and downstairs in an empty house, only me there. So I know exactly what you mean. It can seem a bit scary, can't it, until you work it out.
Especially late in life as well, as you say, from a child, if your parents actually encourage that, that's brilliant.
Yeah.
I'd encourage all parents to do that.
Well, I used to tend to go away. I wanted to go dancing and, you know, see boyfriends and things. I didn't want to talk to dead people then, but I'm certainly glad I do now.
Exactly.
Because of the comfort it brings others, isn't it?
It certainly is. It's a way of life.
Okay, so I'm going to introduce Jane Wynne now, but apparently Jane and Trevor are going to get married next year, is that right?
That's right.
Oh, cat's up the bag. Have you told her?
Well, I did ask on Christmas Day.
You asked her on Christmas Day? Oh, how romantic is that?
Oh, I got down on one knee.
Did you? Oh, girls, what do you think of that, eh? Oh, massive awe going around now.
True.
Okay,
romantic.
Thanks, Trevor. We'll speak to you in a
Thank
minute.
You, Margaret.
Let's have a word with Jane.
Hello, Margaret.
Hiya, Jane. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good.
Very pleased to be here.
Are you?
I am.
We'll say that at 10 o'clock, because I'll ask
you
that then. tell us, Jane, and again, I met you up in Stafford.
Yeah,
and,
that's right.
It's funny how some people click, don't they? And we sort of ended up in the same place at the same time.
Yeah, we did.
And it was a nice meeting. So what brought you into spiritualism then?
Well, although I live in Bristol, I was actually born in Edinburgh in Scotland. And my story is a little bit different because as a young child, I was always aware of me watching me. And as children, we think we all see the same. And it wasn't until later life I realised the understanding and connection with my soul. But my father used to attend the Edinburgh School of Parapsychology every week.
All right.
And he did automatic writing. So I believe the influence as a child was there, although I didn't become aware of it till some time later. My interest, I had a long time, but put it on hold because of the obstacles in life, really.
That's right. You've got to be ready, haven't you? We're here to live this life first, aren't we?
Yeah, we are.
You've got to get a lot of things behind you before you can move on.
But very pleased to be here now. It brings so much positivity, comfort and hope to be involved in this world and know that spirit world are there with you.
Yeah, I know. And for the benefit of the listeners, the three of us here tonight are spiritualists. And literally link with the communication from the spirit world. We can't make it up. We repeat what we're given and what we hear. So I believe that the belief in the continuation of life will alter our own states of consciousness, awareness, that we can begin to understand that we are spirits having a human experience, not humans having a spiritual experience. Our spirit has been placed within our physical bodies to be taught for the true life to come. And you know, everyone, life can be hard, it can be difficult. We have our ups and downs, as they say. But every single thing is for a meaning, it's for a reason. And it's nice to know that our loved ones who choose to communicate with us from this other world, and they guide us. They can't tell us what to do. You have to remember that. They can only help us along the way because there is such a thing called free will. And if they interfered with us, then we wouldn't have that soul experience, you see. And you must remember also that if we cry, they cry more. And if we laugh, they laugh more. So what's the best thing to do, eh? Let's laugh. Or let's all laugh together. So I'm going to ask Trevor and Jay now to start linking with the spirit world. And whilst we do that, I'm going to play some music for you. And a very apt tune, I believe, to be tonight. It's quite lovely. I love the song myself. It's from a singer called Josh Groban. And the particular track I've chosen to play to you tonight is Up to Where You Are. Enjoy.
Ooh. Maybe you're still here. I feel you all around me, your memory so clear. Deep in the stillness, I can hear you speak. You're still an inspiration. Can it be that you are mine forever, love? And you are watching over me from up above. Fly me up to where you are beyond the distant star. I wish upon tonight to see you smile. If only for a while to know you're there. Faith believing all power can be seen as my heart holds you just one beat away. I cherish all you gave me every day.
That it's got you all in a lovely, lovely frame of mind, ready to link with our loved ones. And it's so apt, isn't it, for a radio station like this to have something like that up where you are, because actually they're everywhere, not up, not down, everywhere. So let's go to our first caller. Understand it's Jordana. Good evening. Can you hear me, Jordana? Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hello, good evening. Is it afternoon with you? Is it, what time is it?
It is. It is 2:15.
2:15. Well, good afternoon, Jordana. It's lovely
Thank
to have you.
You
on board. Great.
Absolutely.
What part of the world are you from? Where are you from?
I'm from the U.S. I'm from Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. All right.
Excellent. Yeah, it's actually beautiful here today.
Is
so
it?
Yesterday
was lovely here, but today it's been dreadful. Anyway, that's enough about you and me.
Absolutely.
Okay, would you like me to just start without asking you anything?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, let me see what happens then. Right. I've got a lovely, cuddly gentleman here who's in the spirit world. You know the type of gentleman that would sit you on your knee, sit you on his knee, and make you feel sort of warm, and yet I feel as if you've got very little recollection of him. Can you understand linking with somebody like that? Someone who passed when you were quite young? You have memories, but, you know.
The only person I think of is my grandpa, but he passed when I was, like, 13.
Yeah, but you can remember the cuddliness about him. Does that make sense to you there?
Yeah, it does. But I was also pretty close with him. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah, that's right.
But, yeah, he always had me on his knees.
That's it. That's what I wanted. And I knew we were young when he passed, because sometimes our memories can fade, can't they? But what he was making me really wanted me to say to you was, she'll remember the bit about sitting on the knee, you know, that cuddly bit. So that's great. And do you know what? He's come here tonight in a lovely, lovely manner. He's gentle. He seems kind. And he's saying his passing was quite pleasant. So I feel as if he just went to sleep. Passed in a very nice, placid sleep state. But he's drawing you to me now. And can you understand why I'm picking up this confusion around you, Jordana? Can you understand that in your life, that something is going on in your life at the moment that is slightly confusing?
Yeah.
Good.
I met a guy that's like beyond confusing, and lately I've been praying to my grandma and grandpa about it.
Right. So I missed the last bit. He's beyond confusing, and what?
I've been praying to them about it just to kind of bring clarity.
Okay. So that's why he's coming here tonight then, to answer your prayers, hopefully.
Yes.
Right, so he's brought the subject up straight away, hasn't he? He's hit the nail on the head. Let's see what's going to happen here. Oh, right, okay. Now, he's telling me that there are actually two choices for you, or there were two choices, weren't there, in relationships? There was him and possibly someone else.
I was actually in a relationship when I met this guy, and then we ended it.
Yeah, and this guy that you're sort of with and not with at the moment, he's quite, he's fun, isn't he? He's very outgoing.
Well, he is, but it's kind of like he's hot and cold, like we'll talk. And now I've texted him a few times and he just hasn't responded over like the past week now.
But your grandfather is telling me, because there are other issues in his life, you see, he's not able to commit, is he?
Okay. He may not be able to. I mean, he does have a daughter.
Yeah. What I'm being told by your grandfather is that to take it very slowly with this one.
Okay.
Right? So take it very slowly. Don't be too pushy, as you say, you know, I'm texting, he's not replying. If he doesn't reply, don't text again. That's basically what he's saying. But he wants you to look after yourself because you've been hurt emotionally.
I have, yes.
Yeah, and he doesn't want you to go from the frying pan into the fire. Do you have that expression in the USA?
Right.
Yeah, do you know what I mean by
absolutely.
That?
Absolutely.
Yeah, he doesn't want that to happen. It's almost as if you need some respite at the moment where relationships are concerned, because your head and your heart are in different places, aren't they?
Right, yeah, I know. My head's more focused on work.
Yeah. Where emotions, relationships are concerned, it's as if I'm still not quite balanced there. I really feel that he's trying to say to you, get yourself right first and don't worry too much about this guy. You know, if there's interest, if the interest was there, you wouldn't have to ask where he is, would you?
Well, right, absolutely.
That, you know what's amazing is that, you know, you've been praying for your grandparents to give you the answer to this, and that's exactly what they've done tonight, haven't they?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm so pleased for you. Take his advice. You know, I mean, the mechanics of mediumship is, you know, you have to have permission and get through you and get across the continent to each other. But he's done it. He's made that break and he's got to you.
Good.
Well, I'm really happy.
Thank you so much.
Hey, that's great. I hope you enjoy the rest of the show.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Jordana. And now we've got our second caller for the evening. And this is Anna. Good evening. Well, good afternoon, Anna.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm fine, Can you understand my accent?
I certainly can, and it's wonderful.
Is it? I love it.
I love it too.
Somebody said to me once, where are you from? I said, Wales. They said, which part? I said, all of me.
That's a wonderful answer.
Well, why not, isn't it? Where are you from, Anna?
I am from New Jersey.
New Jersey. What's it like there? Is it nice, hot, cold?
It's nice. It's comfortable. I guess it's about 70 outside, so it's comfortable.
Oh, well, can you blow hard and send some this way, please?
I will. Just for
okay,
you,
dear.
I will.
All right. Okay, Anna, I'm going to pass you over to our Trevor, who is going to link with your loved ones, hopefully, and enjoy.
Okay.
Good evening, Anna.
Good evening.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Not too bad at all, thank you very much. As I'm listening to you here now, I'm very much aware of a lady coming to me from the spirit world. And she feels very much on a motherly vibration.
Uh-huh.
Would that make sense to you? Can I ask, is your mother in the spirit world, please?
Yes, she is.
She is. I've got a lady that would have lots of energy while she was here on this earth. And she's got a lot of get up and go. Would you understand that?
My mother, when she was younger, did.
When she was younger, okay. But she's making me very aware that her illness was quite a long illness before she passed to the spirit world.
Oh, kind of, yes.
Yeah, and there was lots going on with her internal organs in her whole body. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. She's making me very aware that she's coming around you now at the moment because, one, you've been asking for her and you just to feel her in your home.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Would that make sense to you? She's also making me aware that you're lighting a candle as well.
No.
You're not lighting a candle. Okay.
Uh-uh.
Because it's almost like, if it's not a candle, I want to say to you that your energy and your light is quite dim at the moment. You're not as sparkly and as vibrant as you used to be.
Okay.
Would that make sense to you?
Yes.
Yeah. So she's bringing me this energy where she wants to pick you up and take you back to your earlier life where you had all this fun, you had the laughter. You had some tears as well, but it was the laughter that she's making me very aware of.
Okay.
Would you understand that?
I would. Uh-huh.
You would. And she's also making me very aware that you're at a crossroads. You've got like 4 or 5 choices to make, either with relationships and maybe a possible business work link.
Okay, yes, that's true.
That's true. So you're like stood in the middle. And you almost take one step to go forward, then you step back, then you go to your left, then you go to your right.
Oh, yeah. That's
true. And it's almost like if you don't take those steps forward, she's saying, you'll never find out. Because she's got quite a good sense of humor as she's coming here. Do you understand that?
I do. Uh-huh.
So she's asking me just to say to you, and she's impressing on me, just to be yourself. To find yourself before you make that decision. Because it's almost like you've had your fingers burnt in the past by making snappy decisions.
Right.
Yeah. Because you're quite a headstrong person.
Oh yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah, with that's for sure. So sometimes you take those steps and you think, oh, I shouldn't have done that. And now you're at a position now where there's lots of choices to make, and you're stood still.
Mm.
Yeah.
She's also
talking about a financial matter as well. Would that make sense to you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, again, it's think about what you're doing, how you're going to do it, and maybe look at the bigger consequences of what decisions and how they're going to affect your life.
Okay.
Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I really want to bring her energy to you. I really want to bring her love because she's very much around you. And she's just asking to take those steps. But if you take little steps, you can always step back without getting your fingers too burnt too much. But life is a learning lesson.
Oh, most definitely, that's for sure.
Okay, Anna, was that?
That was wonderful, thank you.
Oh, that's nice. That's excellent. Thanks for ringing in, Anna, and I hope you enjoy the rest of the show.
Yes, can I stay on the line so I could listen, please?
Oh, yes, please, or you can go to... you can call in via Skype. You need to go to www.blogtalkradio.com /MikeSpiritFM. But yeah,
okay.
please stay and listen to the show. It'd be great to have you.
Okay.
Thanks,
Thank
Anna.
You. Thanks.
Okay. I need to give you a telephone number to contact the show. For those listening in the USA, 760-283-4611. And for outside the USA, you put the area code 001 before 760-283-4611. And don't forget, you can download copies in the archives of your region tonight. Just go to Mike Spirit FM and the copy of the region will be in the archives there. So we've got another caller now. Mindy, good evening, good morning, good afternoon. Where are you?
Hello.
Hi Mindy.
There.
All right,
Hi
there it goes. Excellent. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Los Angeles.
From LA. Oh, I'd love to be able to say that. Is it nice there?
It's wonderful. Wonderful state.
Oh, excellent. It can't be better than Wales, mind.
I was once in Cheltenham. Which is
Were
close
you?
To Wales.
Well,
yeah.
That's not far from where Trevor and Jane live, Cheltenham.
Yeah.
And it's about 2 hours from here. So you agree then, it is lovely.
It is. It's very lovely.
Yeah. Excellent. I'm glad. All right, Mindy, I'm going to pass you over to Jane now and enjoy your communication with her.
Thank you so very much.
Hello, Mindy.
Hi, Jane.
Hello, how are you today?
I'm doing very well and honored to be speaking with you. Thank you for your service.
Well, it's a lovely opportunity for me to communicate with you, Mindy.
Thank you.
Mindy, I'm very aware of a lady in the spirit world that I'm finding it difficult to sense her relationship with you because I'm feeling mother, sister, friend. Would you understand a lady that you were very close to but had
yes.
that kind of relationship with? And
yes.
I have to say, this lady draws close to me. I feel that she was very encouraging towards you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, she was a lady of great love, great generosity. And though I don't feel towards the end she was very large, I feel that she had very great inner strength. Would you understand
Absolutely.
This lady? And
I do.
Have to say,
yes, thank you.
She has a beautiful energy. She is so lovely. There's a lot of emotion here for you at the moment, Mindy, because
Thank
I do
you.
Feel that she's coming forward because she's been with you, stepping along the way, because she's given me the number 6, and I don't know if it's 6 months or 6 years, but would you understand that life has been an emotional hurdle for you just recently?
Yes, for sure.
Yeah. And she wants to bring in, she wants to bring some strength into you because whilst I feel that you, in some respects, you have some of her qualities and her traits and you have an inner strength yourself, the circumstances around you have actually suppressed you a little. It's almost knocked the stuffing out of you. Do you understand that expression?
Yes.
Yeah.
I know exactly what you're saying.
Okay.
I thank you.
And it's been very difficult for you. I'm not sure. Do you have... She's shown me a horse. Is there any connection with horses within your family? Because it's almost like she wants to bring this horse in for strength for you. But I almost feel that there must be a connection somewhere here on Earth with someone to do with horses, but it's the strength that she wants to bring in because she's saying to me, it's almost like somebody's knocked you off the horse and you're finding it difficult to get back up on that saddle.
Yes.
Would you understand that?
Yes.
Now, I'm also feeling, do you have a lot of creativity, Mindy?
Yes.
Yes.
I say it like that so fast, but it's true.
I'm trying to launch
my business in the UK, actually, and it's all about creating new product.
Okay,
and,
because she's mm-hmm. so proud of you, because
Thank you.
Isn't just one aspect. Your whole being is creative, isn't it?
Yes, thank you.
Do you understand? Do you paint? Is there art around you? Because you show me pictures.
Yes, my product
yeah.
has to do with images, taking
okay.
images and having people connect with them. So thank you.
Okay.
This is my friend Susan, I'm sure. Mm-hmm.
Okay. She's saying to me as well, she says, Mindy, keep your head up. Keep going. She's making me feel that you've had a number of rejections
yeah.
or knockbacks.
Mm-hmm.
It's been difficult. But she says, believe in yourself.
Thank
she
you.
Said, when we were together, Mindy, you
yes.
were my strength. You were
yes.
the one that helped me, and now I'm helping you.
Thank
and
you.
And you will be successful. She's also saying to me, don't just focus on the UK because the world is your oyster. She's also saying to me that it's not always what you know, it's who you know. So
Absolutely.
There must be a couple of people that's come into your life that you've seen a glimmer of positivity about, that
yes.
you can see they're going to help you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she wants to bring back that strength to you, Mindy. There is so much love for you here. And you were almost like Batman and Robin together.
That
she
is
must
absolutely
have,
right.
Yep. She had a nice sense of humor, and she wants to bring a little bit of that humor back. Can you remember those times when you would end
yes.
up in tears laughing, and then
yes.
you say, why are we crying with laughter? Yeah.
Thank you. Before you took my call, I said, please let me hear from Susan.
Oh,
so,
that's
thank you.
Wonderful.
But we were in television together. She was a very, very strong television executive.
Yeah.
And,
well, she's with you.
Thank you.
She walks with you, Mindy, and she brings you strength. And it's been an absolute pleasure for me to work with Susan. She's lovely.
Thank you.
Well, Mindy, wasn't that lovely?
Thank you very much, Mindy.
Thank you, Jane.
Thank you.
You feel better, Mindy?
I do. I'm very honored that I was able to connect with Susan, and I'm so close. I
have
to keep on going.
Yeah, have you noticed tonight that the people that you've all wanted to connect to have come through? So you see that the connection with the spirit world is just a thought. So never give up that thought, all right?
Thank you. And I hope to be in the UK soon. I'll
yeah?
look you guys up.
Hey, why not? We're all on Facebook. You can check us out there.
Okay. Thank you so
Thank
very
you,
much.
Thank you, Mindy. Thank
Take
you.
Care. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. And we've got Dee. Hi, Dee.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Dee. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the U.S. I'm in Maine.
In Maine. Okay.
Yep.
Excellent. Okay. And you're happy for me to just carry straight on?
Go right ahead.
Yeah. You've got a dad that's passed, haven't you, Dee?
A what?
A father that's in spirit world.
Oh, yes.
Yes, that's right. I've got a very strong gentleman here, very strong presence, almost would take over any situation that you would find difficulty in doing yourself. That's him, isn't it?
I don't know. He was a strong person. He was a strong personality.
Yeah.
For sure.
It just seems to me as if I was in any trouble, i.e. you, with any trouble, he would be able to sort of sort it out, and he was very calculating, and he knew what he was talking about.
Yeah, he did know what he was talking about. He wasn't easy to have for a father.
Right, but I got this strong personality here. I can understand what you're saying. He's talking about other siblings as well. You're not the only child, are you?
Well, I'm surprised. This is a surprise to me because I do think that I have at least one half-sibling, like a sister. I'm pretty sure
right.
of that I never met, that nobody's ever talked about, because my family never told me anything.
Oh, right. Okay, well, we won't let any more cats out of the bag at the moment then. But he does talk about another sibling. He's saying at the moment, Dee, that, oh, gosh, I feel frustrated when I link with you. Would you understand that in your life at the moment? Very frustrated.
Yes, I would understand the frustration. Oh, yes.
Yeah, and not being able to see a way out either, isn't there?
Oh, everything is in topsy-turvy turmoil.
I know.
My family never was big on talking about things. They don't like to talk about things to me from the other side. It's frustrating because my father was not, how shall I put it? There were things that happened when I was little that never should have happened, and he did have a temper.
He could
be loving, but there were it wasn't easy growing up with either one of my parents.
As he comes into you, I just feel that strong presence, you know. I mean, I didn't know what kind of relationship you had, but it was a little bit overwhelming. So I can understand what you're saying there now. But there's also a lady that links with you who didn't get on with your father. So a lady who has passed now into the spirit world, and lady and your dad did not get on.
My maternal grandmother.
Yeah.
And also my aunt, also my mother's sister. They sort of my mother's sister and my father tolerated each other.
That's
my father
right.
was not very good to my grandmother.
That's right. I know that they just didn't get on. They said we're here together, and when we were in the physical on earth, we did not get on. Now then, collectively. Together, right, they put all those difference of opinions to one side. That's not an issue with them now, where they are. They've seen through all that. But what does concern them is that you're going through a similar situation here with people around you now, where you're not being able to see things properly. You're not getting on with people. People, do you know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, and they're very concerned about that because, like they're saying, physical life is very short, isn't it? And it's such a weight. There seems to be a gentleman around you that's living that seems to be antagonistic as well.
Yes.
Yeah. They're talking about this man or this male person. And do you know the feeling that I'm picking up here? I want to strangle him. I want to shake him.
Please do. I'm wondering which one it is.
You know, it's a gentleman that's quite close to you, that's living, that's alive, that
right.
seems to be irritating you, goes against all that you plan or suggest. But it's so annoying, the things that are going on around you at the moment. Now then, let's put all that to one side, and let's see what the outcome, perhaps if they can give us an outcome to this. Okay, now they say in May, I don't think you know a lady called May, so I'm going to the month of May. And we
No, I don't know any Mays.
No, the month of May that just gone, that seemed to be in a difficult time for you. It seems to be when more upset came your way, more misunderstanding, not being able to work things out where people are concerned. So it's been a couple of months that you've been at unrest in your own mind. And September, we're just coming out of September. They're talking about September here now. And in September, it's almost as if you made a pact with yourself, as if to say, right, you know, just go away, all of you. Leave me alone. Now,
I've said that a few times lately.
Yeah,
it's very frustrating.
You know what, Dee, right? I know what you said about the relationship with your dad, etc. But where he is now, collectively, they send in so much love to you because they really feel your pain.
I know he loves me. He just didn't. There were things that he did that I don't remember that weren't good. And he, like I said, he had a temper. He was one of those people that expected that, like if he tried to teach me to my Girl Scout knots and I couldn't learn from him, after two or three tries, he'd blow up. It didn't take much for him to blow up. And then five minutes later, he's happy again. It was and the other one, nag, 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 so it was an interesting household with no protection from anybody.
He's also telling me that you're not looking forward to the Christmas period, the Christmas festivals.
I don't because I always wind up being by myself.
Yeah, this is what they're saying. Well, surprise, surprise, this year's going to be different because you're going to start to say to yourself, blow it, if we don't get on, as you say, we're all going to be lonely and nobody wants that. But there's definitely links with around the Christmas time and I can see you having a very, very pleasant surprise. Okay.
I like that.
Yeah, me too. It's a glimmer of hope at the end of a little bit of a dark tunnel for you at the moment, isn't it?
It's been this way for since 2007 when things started to go wrong.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's been up and down, and then trying to figure out. Just recently, somebody who's another good strong medium, a friend of mine came through who died in July 2nd, and he's like a soulmate to me, and he showed her $10 bills, and neither one of us understood what that meant. And somebody said that he came through to her the other night, and I was thinking afterwards, because I know how it goes. A lot of times people come through, and I know they're not my family or my friends. I can just tell, because it's like with me, because I'm a medium, and I get the spirits going through here, not all the time saying things, and it's just what it is. So I don't know, but I was hoping my friend Bill would tell me, what are you talking about?
Well, you, as a medium yourself, Andy, you know we can only give what we're given, eh?
Right, of course. Yeah. I understand, and you've given me something very interesting, so not a problem.
Okay, my love. All right. Well, I've got to go.
Thank you
for joining us, and please enjoy the rest of the show.
I will. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks. I told you, our Mike Davis out there in Orlando, he's been working hard, I'm sure. Wouldn't we like to know? Here's me stuck in the studio in South Wales doing his work for him. And he's out there sunning himself, no doubt. So I don't know if I got this feeling as a medium that if I think hard enough, that maybe we could get Mike Davis on the line.
Think a little bit out of Margaret.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing very well.
Oh, come on, tell us. How's it going?
Well, it's going absolutely fantastic. You know, I met up with a few people yesterday. Quite a lot of people I met with the wonderful Carla.
This was at the Archangel Michael party, was it, at the expedition?
That's right. That was with Sarah. I was at the Archangel Michael party yesterday. I must say, Margaret, I was so taken back by the amount of people that turned up to the party. You know, I just thought there may be a few people that would gather. And, you know, I arrived, me and Gwyn, we arrived, and there was lots of people rallying around. And it was a little early, Margaret, as it is customary to go early, isn't it? So we decided, okay, let's go to the cafe, let's grab a coffee, and then we go back, And oh my God, we got back and there was more people than anything. There must have been hundreds and hundreds of people. It was absolutely amazing, Margaret. You know, there was a radio show that was going live there from, I don't know if anybody listened to it, it's W4CY.com was the radio station, and I was broadcasting live outside, because it was a glorious evening.
Was it?
Absolutely glorious. I was broadcasting outside in front of hundreds of people doing this radio show, talking about the up-and-coming advance that is to go on. But, Margaret, you would be pleased to know I've just got out of the pool.
Oh, no, I'm not pleased to know that. It's raining here.
Oh, I thought it would be. Is it raining?
No, it's raining, pouring, horrible cold.
Well, Margaret, that pleases me more than anything.
Yeah, I know.
I just got out of the pool.
So, Micah, Friday, October the 5th, you're doing the Mike Davis Gallery solo, Connect Love to Loved Ones from the Other Side. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, well, it's going to be at the Expedito Enlightenment Centre. I know it's pretty much full, Margaret, that demonstration is going to be with me, myself, over here in the US. I'm saying over here because I'm in the US now. It's called a gallery reading, where back in the UK it's called an audience, a demonstration, isn't it?
Yes, yes.
So this is going to be at the Expedito Enlightenment Centre. Yeah, all the store things are going to be pushed to a side.
Right.
Chairs will be laid out, and then I will be given my demonstration of my mediumship, which is going to be fantastic.
I can tell everybody who's listening that's worth going to. It sounds wonderful, Mike. It really does. And then on the Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5:30, you're doing private readings.
Yeah, Margaret, and the strangest thing about that, whilst I was on air yesterday, I was saying that we will be, I'll be back on the Saturday to do private readings.
Yeah.
And then Sarah kind of waggled her finger and went, "Oh no, you're not, because you're fully booked."
Oh right.
So, okay, so we're fully booked. And, you know, so many more people are saying, you know, I would have loved to book, her to be set another date.
Well, I could say you'll have to go over it again, wouldn't you?
Well, this is true, you know. So we're going down to West Palm Beach. We're going to make that drive again down to West Palm Beach.
Right,
and we're going to go down on Tuesday because I'll be doing readings on the Wednesday. I'll be doing a radio show Wednesday night. Thursday, I'm going to be doing readings all day. Friday is the solo gallery reading. Saturday will be readings, and then the Sunday, I'm going to be there doing a demonstration with the wonderful Sarah.
So that's Sunday, October the 7th. Yeah, that's the week tonight.
That's right. It's a week
and
tonight.
That's 4 p.m. ET, yeah?
Yes, that's correct.
And that's again at the Expedito Enlightenment Center?
You know, Margaret, if I didn't know any better, I would have this all written down on a card because you've got it perfect.
I wonder who told you that.
I wonder, maybe a little birdie maybe flew from the UK and come and told me. But Margaret, you know, I'm more pleased about when I arrived in the USA.
Yeah.
You know, when you hire these cars and everything.
Oh, I've seen the pictures. Go on, tell us about this motor.
Let me tell you the little story about the motor because, you know, I arrived at the airport and, you know, I was so pleased because, like yourself, Margaret, you know, I enjoy a cigarette. I was so pleased to get off the plane to have 3 cigarettes, one after another, because I was like, I need them. So I went back in to the airport, sold out the car, and they tried giving me this small, tiny little car. And I said, well, I'm going to need a sat-nav. I haven't got a clue where I'm going. Or to have a sat-nav, sir, it's going to be X amount more money. I said, okay, I need this. I'm going to have to pay you. So then they says to me, you know, if you're not happy with it, I mean, you wouldn't have even got the cases in the boot of the car. You know, would have been in the back in the boot. You know, the car was that small.
Yeah.
You know, so they said, well, why didn't you upgrade to this car for this amount? So they said, well, if you're going to do that, for the same price, we're going to give you this car. And oh my God, Margaret, I've never driven a car like it in my life. It's absolutely superb.
Is it?
It's a Chrysler 300T, which has got a built-in sat nav. You know, me and Gwen would feel like a bit of the Blues Brothers driving down the street there, you know? it's a pleasure to even say, you know, you have to jump into the car.
So tell me then, are you coming back?
Well, you know, Margaret, I'm debating on this. You know, I'm thinking,
It sounds like you've been looked after too well and you've been spoiled.
Well, I am being spoiled a little bit, you know, but this next week is going to be the busiest week for me because not only am I down at the Expedito Enlightenment Center, I'm back here in Orlando because I've got another demonstration in Orlando on the... and you would probably tell this and wrap this straight off that piece of paper. I assure you, you must have it written down there somewhere. I'll be in Orlando on the 6th, doing a demonstration in Orlando. I'm sure it's the 6th.
Tuesday, October the 9th?
That's probably more like it.
7 to 9, downtown Orlando, Florida.
Margaret, you're an angel.
At the Community Center, 7 to 9.
That's the one.
You can book in advance or tickets on the door. But, as well... Where are you going on the 10th of October?
You know, you've got me on that one. Maybe back to the airport to come back home.
No, I think you're going to Norway, Mike.
November, of course. You know, Margaret, I'm in such a hole. When I am, I forget what I'm doing. No,
well, you better get your diary out. Well,
what
do you think, everybody? I think you've spoiled him in the USA, given him too much of a good lifestyle. Listen, I've only agreed to sign up for this week and next week, so you've got to come back.
Margaret, you're doing such a wonderful job, and I must say,
and
your guests, Jane and Trevor, you're doing a wonderful job.
It's a nice evening. It's we're really enjoying it. I just hope everybody else is as well. Okay.
Well, I'm sure that they are. You know, and you know, I extend my thanks to you once again, Margaret, for taking this show, and for your wonderful guests, Jane and Margaret, for coming on and sharing this time with you. And you know,
I'm sure it will,
Margaret. I know their favours are kind of stacking up quite high now.
The list is endless.
It really is, you know. There we are, you know. I'll always be in your debt, Margaret. But, you know, I'm looking in the chat room and people are saying the wildfire window, Mike, stop smoking, you know. Margaret, it's easier said than done, isn't it?
Well, there we are. We all have these little vices, don't they?
Yes, most definitely. Well, I think I better let you get on with the show.
I think you better had. We're going to go to the music now.
Well,
but
I'll
thanks,
dip back in the pool, Margaret.
Thanks. Oh, don't. That's painful. I hate you.
Margaret,
okay.
Enjoy the rest of your show.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. Enjoy your time there as well, and good
thanks.
Luck with everything.
Thanks very much.
Bye for now.
Bye now. Bye.
Okay, everybody, what do you think of that then? Looking after our Michael too well, aren't you? Oh, that's wonderful. Sounds like he's having a great time, and I know that he'll bring a lot of comfort to everyone in his demonstrations and the private sittings. So, just for a moment now, I'm going to share somebody special with you. His name is Steve Harley, and he's going to be singing Cockney Rebel. I went to see Steve Harley only about 5 years ago, and he is absolutely phenomenal still. So sit back, enjoy, jump around your living rooms, wherever you are, gardens, do what you like, but please enjoy Steve Harley and Cockney Rebel.
You've done it all. Nothing left, all gone and run away. Maybe you'll tarry for a while. It's just a test, a game for us to play. Win or lose, it's hard to smile.
Bopping to Steve Harley and Cockney Rebel. Isn't he just fantastic? You just got to do that bit of new. Ooh, la, la, la. You just have to do it. Anyway, a couple of numbers. USA to call in to the show, 760-283-4611. And if you're outside the USA, dial the area code of 001 and then 760-283-4611. And don't forget, you can download a copy of your reading tonight if you just go on to Mike Spirit FM under the archives. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Good evening. Is that Karen we've got online?
Yes.
Hi, Karen. Where are you calling from?
From New York.
From New York. Excellent. Yeah. You enjoying the show?
Yes.
Excellent. Do you like Steve Harley?
Yeah.
Yeah, were you bopping along to him?
Of course. I never heard that song before.
Haven't you? Oh,
no.
you just got to do it. You know, ooh, la, la, la. Okay, Karen, I'm going to put you over to Trevor to link with your loved ones. Over to you, Trevor.
Okay.
Good evening, Karen. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi. I'm very aware of a lady and a gentleman in the spirit world, my love.
Okay.
And I do feel that they would be in a partnership together, and I do feel very much on a father and mother link here.
Mm-hmm.
But that makes sense to you. Do you understand that?
Yeah, my dad and his mom.
Okay. But I do feel a real upliftment of love surrounding you at this time. Okay? It's almost like I want to take you out dancing and get you out and about and get you into a good atmosphere.
Uh-huh.
Would that make sense? So I want you to get your dancing shoes on.
Okay,
your dancing shoes. Because as this lady and gentleman are coming into me, and your father, I feel that they would have had a nice little dance, like the old-fashioned dancing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, would that make sense? You understand that?
Yeah.
And they were quite, he's making me feel very a sociable person. Although I feel that his personality and character, he could be quiet at times. He did like to get out of the four walls of the house.
Yes.
Yeah. And as he's joining me here, I feel like a prisoner, that you're a prisoner in your own home at the moment.
Yes.
Yeah. So I need you to open your door. Put your glad grads on, put your nice sparkly dress on, your red shoes, and go and paint the town red. Would you understand that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Obviously, in a sensible way, because I feel father would be quite a conservative gentleman. He wouldn't have let his hair down too much. He would have enjoyed himself.
Yes.
Yeah. So I need to bring that impression to you, so you can still see what's going on around you. Yeah, he's also making me aware. Is there a relationship, I want to say, like a parting of two, a relationship at the moment?
A relationship that I'm in?
Whether it's you're in or somebody close to you, but he's making me feel very much that there's two people going their separate ways.
Going their separate ways?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You don't understand that. If it's not going,
no.
There, is there your partner then? Are they? Do they have different ideals than what you want to do at the moment?
I don't get it.
You don't get my lingo.
No.
Do you know we have a set mind? We want to do something. We want to go somewhere, and our partners may not be interested in that type of thing that we want to do.
No.
You can't understand that at all?
No.
So would your partner go on the town and enjoy a good evening with you?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. Who's the sensible one out of the two of you then? Are you more sensible than your partner?
I guess he's more sensible. Well,
he's more sensible. It's a new relationship. Okay.
Brand
so,
new, yeah.
Okay. So what I want to say to you, though, where I'm saying about these different ideals in your mind, yeah, and in your partner's mind, it's like they're coming together, but they haven't blended quite so much as you would like.
No.
Was that a, sorry, I couldn't hear you then. Was that a no?
No, yes.
You can't understand that either. Is there a little bit confusion then in where you want to be going in life at this moment with this person? Because you're saying it's quite a new relationship.
No, not yet anyway.
Okay. But your father's making me feel very much that you need to go out and start to enjoy yourself and your time.
Okay.
Okay, because your mother and father there, they would have enjoyed each other's company, but they would have also enjoyed their own time on their own.
My grandma and my dad.
Your grandma, yeah.
Yeah, he always
looks at
her
house. Yeah. Okay. So it's also making me feel there's a lot of travelling coming up as well. So are you on the move with a job or going on holiday and enjoying stuff?
Well, I've been trying to look for another job.
Another job. So he's making me feel... He's making me feel there's travel involved in with that situation that you're thinking about.
Travel? Travel, yeah.
Yeah, so it's my Bristolian accent, I'm sorry. So I do want to bring their love to you and their upliftment, but it's also a trust. I want to bring their trust with yourself in your own judgment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you've been asking for help for this situation, and it's almost like you've made up your mind, and then you can't do what your mind wants to tell you.
I guess.
Yeah. So again, it's going back to you are an individual. You have the right to do what you want to do, and you've got free will. Because it's almost making me feel like I've had my wings clipped, but I need to spread my wings out and to do what I feel is right for myself.
I guess so. I think it has to do with my living situation at home.
Living situation. Okay. Are you very... do you have a brother in the spirit world, or would father have a brother in the spirit world?
No.
He wouldn't. Because I've got a gentleman like this on... Sorry?
His dad is.
And I've got this relationship like brothers, so I know there was a close relationship, and it's almost like you're looking for that close relationship as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So I'm going to finish up with giving that love, that enormous amount of fun that you seem to be missing out on. And that dancing, put your shoes on, put your makeup on, put your sparkly dress out and go out and shine and step out of your home and do that.
Okay.
Okay, so I need to leave their love with you. Thank you, Karen.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Trevor. All right, Karen, you can understand that, can't you, where your home situation is concerned?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, so you can understand where Trevor's coming from, where that is there, we're home.
Yeah.
Great. Okay, Karen, I'm glad you're enjoying the show, and please stick around for some more.
I will.
Okay, my love, bye for now.
Bye.
Okay, we've got area code 714. Hi, good evening. Or good afternoon. Hello, 714.
Hello.
Hi. Oh, it's a gentleman. That's nice. How are you?
Oh, pretty good.
Good. And where are you calling from?
California.
California. Wow. That's fantastic. I bet you've got nice weather as well, have you?
Yeah, it's heating up a little bit over here, but we're weathering the weather.
You're weathering it, yeah, good. Well, yesterday I was down in a little place called Puff Call, which is a seaside resort, because it was the Elvis Presley Festival.
Wonderful.
But, yeah, and there were about 200 Elvises down there, all dressed up in different Elvis costumes. So that was nice. But yesterday we sat on the beach, and today we need to put the fires on. It's really, really cold. Okay, what's your name?
Nathaniel.
Excellent. Okay, Nathaniel, I'm going to pass you over to Jane, and she's going to try and link with your loved ones for you.
Excellent.
Hello, Nathaniel.
Hello.
How are you?
Doing pretty good, thanks. How about yourself?
I'm okay, thank you. It's very nice to hear your voice. Nathaniel, while I'm listening to your voice and linking into the spirit world, I feel a gentleman standing very close to me, and I feel very much that this gentleman would have gone with a heart condition. I also feel that it was a little bit of anxiety towards the end as well. I do feel that this is on a fatherly love vibration. Would you understand that?
Yeah, my father or grandfather?
It feels very fatherly, and I always feel when I feel that connection that it's more father. Would you understand that?
Yeah.
Or is this grandfather? You'd understand father. Would you understand that your father was a very private gentleman?
Yes,
that he was
father.
He was very able to...
Both my grandfather were too, but I noticed my dad was very private.
Okay, because I feel with this gentleman, I feel that I need to respect him. You'd understand that, would you?
Yeah, I don't think he'd play if you don't respect him. I don't think
he'd
want.
Yeah, and I feel he's with him. I feel that I need to respect him. And I also feel that he would have been a gentleman that wouldn't have necessarily been the loud individual, but if he had something to say, he would say it. Would you understand
right.
that?
Right.
Yeah. I have to say that I'm feeling a very great pride coming from this gentleman towards you, but I'm not feeling that he would have given you a slap in the back, but not necessarily been able to embrace. Would you understand that?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And he's saying he's proud of you because he says that you've embraced a situation that has caused quite a bit of grief to you in a way that it's almost like you've decided, well, do you know, these things have happened and I can't change that. Would you understand that about having that kind of attitude? But it's almost like you've had to work towards being able to build up your strength and courage to think, do you know, I can't change the way people behave. Would you understand that, Nathaniel?
Yeah.
But he's very proud because he's saying that there must be something, you know, he's making me feel there's more than one thing that's happened. It's almost like there's been one thing, you've got over that, and then something else has happened to kind of push you back a little bit. Because I'm feeling as I speak to you, Nathaniel, that in some respects you're the strength within your family. Would you understand that, please?
Yes.
Yeah, you keep things together. And what your father is saying, he's so proud because there's an expectation that you'll always come up with the solutions. And he's saying that's quite a lot of pressure on you because of that expectation. Would you understand that, Nathaniel?
Uh-huh.
Yeah? I'd also get the feeling from your father here that he was a great family man, and he wanted to make sure that his family were all okay. And he said to me that in some respects, there's a little bit of you, although you're more sociable than him, you've inherited his privacy. Would you understand that? There's a little bit of you that you like to keep private.
Yes.
But he said, would you understand that? Because he said to me that you've inherited a little bit of his inability at times to fully express your concerns through your fear of not wanting to worry people.
Okay.
Do you understand that?
Yes.
Yeah. I have to say, your father here is saying that you've got a very good business mind. Would you understand this approach to business?
Yeah, I was just kind of thinking of that today.
Yeah, but he's saying you underestimate yourself. He's saying to me that you've got some good ideas that you've put on the table, but sometimes other people around you take those ideas for themselves. Would you understand that a little bit?
Because I've kind of received a strong objection to some of my talents.
Really? And you do understand that's because of those people's vulnerability of, around you?
Yeah.
You'd understand that because what your father is saying to me, the reason he's so proud is that you have got such a business head. You are able to analyze things without writing them down. So he's saying to me, you must attend meetings, Nathaniel, do you, to do with business?
Pardon me now?
Do you attend meetings to do with your business?
No, not right now, no.
Okay, because he's saying to me that you've got a very strong ability to analyze things. Now, he's also saying to me that you've got to stand strong and hold on to your beliefs of what will work and not let those other people take that away from you. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Yeah. I have to say, I'm going to leave you with this gentleman's values and his integrity, I have to say, and a great deal of pride. He's almost like, I don't know if this gentleman had medals, but he wants to stick a medal on you for your endurance. There's an awful lot more that he'd like to say to you about your personal relationships, but unfortunately we don't have time tonight, Nathaniel. But I do want to say that he's very proud and he did always love you, although he may not always have said so.
That's hey, great. Well, thanks, Jane.
I appreciate it very much. Thank you. God bless
Thank
you.
Thank you, Nathaniel. Bye.
That's nice. Thanks for ringing in, Nathaniel. I hope you enjoyed that.
Bye-bye. Goodbye.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, goodbye.
Bye.
Well, you're all listening to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show. I'm Margaret Challenger, standing in for Mike Davis. And don't forget to download a copy of your readings. Go to themikespirit.fm under archives. And who's our next caller, please? Hello. Good afternoon.
Hi.
Hello. What's your name?
My name is Tristan.
Hiya, Triska. Where are you ringing from?
I'm from Florida.
From Florida. And you're going to tell me it's nice there.
It is nice there.
Excellent. Okay. Do you mind if I just start?
Certainly.
Okay.
I do have a question, though.
Do you? Go on, then.
I wanted to know about a gentleman that I've been chatting with. If you see it going further, what you see with it.
Okay, that's enough information for me at the minute. Let me see what I've got to tell you. As spiritualists, we can't do anything without linking with the spirit world. So I'm being made aware of two people that you think of who are in spirit world, right?
Yeah.
I feel as if, actually there could be three, but I've got a lady and a gentleman and another lady. So there must be, these are the people that your thoughts go to, yeah?
Yes.
Right. Do you know what? I've got a gut feeling here, and this is what you're going by, isn't it? You're looking for some instinct, some gut feeling with this guy, yeah?
Yes.
Something doesn't feel right, though, does it, Justin? There's something about it that you can't commit to?
I don't know if it's exactly that. It's just, he's...
What is this feeling that I'm getting that I'm really unsettled where this guy is concerned? It's like mind games. Can't really get the bottom of things. Does that make more sense to you?
Yes.
Yeah, that's it, isn't it? Do you know, I don't feel comfortable with this. The feeling that they're impressing upon me is not a comfortable feeling. I'd like to say to you, yeah, go for it. I've got a fantastic feeling with this guy. But to be perfectly honest, I'm not getting that. I'm getting, be careful. Hey, they're telling me now that if you wait until November, that the person that you're looking for is coming into your life. I don't feel as if it's this man. It's not this guy. But November, you've been talking about going away somewhere, haven't you? Planning a break, a holiday, something somewhere?
No, I've been thinking about moving, but I don't know where to.
Yeah, but haven't you been planning a break as well, whether it's intentional or not? But it's almost as if you were looking in magazines and thinking, I wouldn't mind going there. Can you understand that, why they're saying that?
Well, I see commercials and stuff like that, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I'd like to go there.
Yeah, that's right. Now, why are they talking about that? Yeah, it's you see, what they're saying is, you're at a stage in your life at the moment where, you know, like you say, I'd like to go there, but I can't. I'd like this guy, can't be sure. I want to move. There's too much around you at the minute that is stopping you from doing one thing. And what they're impressing upon me to say to you is, you have to start sorting these issues out before you can get involved in a relationship. And I do feel that the move will come about unexpectedly, and after you move, that you will meet the person who will be in your life for a very long time. But my initial reaction from the spirit world with regards to this first gentleman you spoke about, it doesn't feel as if it's going to be a lasting relationship.
Okay.
Yeah, you can follow that though, can't you?
Yeah, it's
something that's just not clicking there. Something that's not quite right. Almost as if there's something you don't know about him. You know, the outcome is going to be fine. I know that might be sort of, oh, that's a disappointment. I wanted it to work, but the best is yet to come. Okay.
Okay.
All right, my love. Thanks for calling in. And as I say to them all, stick around. Enjoy the show.
I will. Thank you so much.
All right, my love. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's great. It's great sharing the evening with you all, ladies and gentlemen. It really is. And I know that I can speak for Jane and Trevor to link with your loved ones and bring them to you. And, of course, you know, it's not always what we want to hear, is it? But you can believe it from them. It's the truth, and they're doing the best for us. So, 315, area code 315. Good afternoon.
Thank you for taking my call.
Hello. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New York.
From New York. Okay. You lived there long?
Yes, I have, my whole life.
Your whole life. Never been outside. Just like me. I've always lived in Wales. All right. Okay, what's your name, please?
My name is Annette.
Annette. Right, mm-hmm. Okay. I'm going to pass you over to Trevor now, Annette, and he's going to try and link with your loved ones for you. Enjoy your reading.
Thank you.
Good evening, Annette.
Hi, Trevor. Thank you for taking my call.
It's a pleasure. Always a pleasure. I'm very aware of a gentleman. I feel this gentleman may have taken his own life to the spirit world. Please, would you understand a gentleman like that?
No.
You wouldn't?
No.
Okay.
No.
I'm also aware of another gentleman drawing into me, and I do feel this is on father's side of the family. I do feel there would have been a lot of contact with this gentleman when you were young and up into your teenage years. I do feel this gentleman would have passed with a lung condition, because as he's drawing in close to me, I am feeling short of breath.
Mm-hmm.
Would that make sense to you?
I moved in with my father when I was a teenager, and
teenager.
He had lung cancer.
He had lung cancer. Okay. But I do feel he has a lot of strength and a lot of love for you. And would there be a lot of caring there as well, please?
A caring?
Caring. Did you care for your father till he passed to the spirit world?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because he's making me very much, as you said, oh, yes, I've seen Florence, like a Florence Nightingale. You were there for him, for his every need.
Mm-hmm. I tried to be.
You tried to be. But I know that the condition with your father towards the end, he's making me feel he was a proud man, and it was some of the things you had to do for him a daughter shouldn't have to do.
I didn't mind because he was my dad and I loved him.
Yeah, that's right. But sometimes there's that, because of his pride and his proudness, how can I put it? He felt like he put you in a difficult position at times with that care and taking all of your time.
I helped run his business for many years.
As he's talking about time and he's leaking in with me, it's almost time now for you to start to have some fun again.
Mm-hmm.
Would that make sense to you?
Yeah.
You can understand.
I'm pretty sure.
Because it's almost, as he's coming, I need to release that inner child in you again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And he had a real good sense of humour, I have to say.
Yes, he did.
He did. And there is a saying we say in England, it's a chip off the old block. You have his sense of humour too.
Yes, I've been compared to my dad,
yeah. Okay, so you're two peas in a pod. You're very similar, but he's also making me aware that he could be stubborn at times.
Yes,
he could dig his heels in. As he's joining me, he's making me aware of a situation where you have to dig your heels in at this moment.
Mm-hmm.
Would that make sense? Okay. because you're not giving much away to this situation. Your feet are very much firmly on the ground. They're very much firmly stuck. Would you understand that?
Yes.
Yeah, as he's drawing into me, he is making me work. Is passing just coming up, please? Is there an anniversary around now for a birthday passing or a celebration, please?
Well, he passed away in March.
In March, now. It must be somebody around you now that has a birthday coming up.
Well, my daughter just had a birthday September 10th,
okay.
But I got a granddaughter to October,
yeah,
too.
Okay. So I know as he's coming into me, he's making me smile. So I know you do see your father in your mind's eye with a very big smile.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And as he's smiling, I can sense some tears coming down your cheek as well because of those memories.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Yeah.
So he wants to wipe those tears away and say, my girl, it really is your time. It's time for you to succeed.
Okay.
Because father was a proud man. He did what he wanted to do in life until the illness, and he's saying it's now your time to step forward and to carry that tradition on.
Okay. I'm trying to.
You're trying to. I know it's very difficult, but you just need to think of father coming in, giving you that strength and helping you on your way.
Okay.
Okay, so take his love. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I just need you to, I need to finish up now, but I just want to give you his love. And he's also making me very aware that you're actually smelling his aftershave around you at the moment. You're getting lots of smells in the home.
Well, I have a rumor that we're calling, but, you know.
Okay. So he's just letting me know that he is very much around you and supporting you.
Okay.
Okay, my love. So take his love, but take the courage of your convictions and do what you have to do.
Okay, thanks, Trevor. Tristan, I hope you're pleased with that. And thanks very much for calling in. And don't forget, you can download a copy of your reading on mikespirit.fm under archives. Thanks, Tristan. And we've got area code 520 next. Good afternoon.
Oh, my goodness. Hello.
Oh, my goodness. What's the matter? Are we scaring you?
I'm sorry?
Are we scaring you?
No, I'm so happy.
Oh, you're happy. Oh, that's better. That's good. What's your name then?
Lisa.
Pardon?
Lisa.
Lisa. Okay,
yes,
Lisa. I hope I got that right. I'm going to pass you over to Jane now, and she's going to attempt to contact your loved ones for you.
Thank
Hello,
you.
Hello, Lisa.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. But it's good to talk to you, Lisa.
Oh, it's so good to talk to you.
I'm very aware as I speak to you and hear the vibration of your voice and your energy, I'm very aware of a lady in the spirit world who draws very close. So I feel this is very much on a love relationship with you. She actually feels like she would have been very close, and I feel a maternal instinct with her. Would you understand that, Lisa?
Yes.
Yeah. Can I ask you, this lady, when she was here on Earth, was she very proud of her appearance, in particular her hair? Because she's drawn me very much towards her hair, and I feel that she would have looked very... She would have made sure she looked good before she walked out the door. Would you understand that about this lady, please?
I have no idea. Yeah.
Yeah. And I have to say, as I looked at her, a very attractive lady. Would you agree with me? She's a nice smile. I'm very drawn to her smile. Would you understand that her smile, when she smiled, would warm people up?
Yeah.
Yeah, because she is saying to me that towards the end, she must have been ill for quite some time, Lisa, but I feel that she didn't tell people how ill she was feeling at the time. She left it a bit. Would you understand that?
Well, she was ill toward the end.
But it's almost like she's saying to me that she didn't actually let on how much she was suffering.
I'm not sure. I wasn't nearby. I know she was.
Okay.
I heard other people told me that she was saying that she wanted to die.
Right. Okay. Would you understand that? Can I ask if you have a sister, Lisa?
A sister?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Would your sister have seen your mum before she passed to the spirit world?
Yes, it was our grandmother.
All right, okay. Because she's very much drawn my attention. And I have to say that whilst she's saying to me that when you were younger, both of you, you didn't have a brilliant sisterly relationship, but as the time has gone by, she's saying to me that you have been perhaps the one to keep it together. Would you understand that, Lisa?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. And she's also saying to me that she's saying that you're a very good, loyal friend to the people around you, Lisa. And she's talking about a situation at the moment where there must be some sparks flying between some of your friends. Would you understand where some of your friends don't gel too well with one another?
Yeah.
Yeah? She said to me, you're always the one that's bringing everything together. Would you understand that? Trying to make the peace and make sure that everything is gelling. Because it's almost like she said to me, you don't really like confrontation and you like things to be okay. Would you understand that, Lisa?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Can I just, because she's impressing me. It's almost like you've been a peacemaker between some of them. This is what she's making me feel.
Yeah, maybe. I think
okay.
I should be better.
Yeah. Okay. Can I ask, Lisa, are you thinking of doing some further study or changing your career? Because she's impressing upon me the fact that there's almost like a lack of fulfillment within you and what you're doing at the moment. Would you understand that?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because she's always said that you've got a good brain on you.
And she knows that sometimes it's almost like you've got intentions to do something and then you become distracted. Would you understand that?
Yes.
Yeah. And she's also laughing here, so she must have a nice sense of humour, but she's also saying to me that you can be what we call a little bit flighty. So you've got quite a lot of interests, but because you've got so many interests, you don't always complete things. Would you understand that?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, and she wants to bring through the a strong sense of focus here with you, because she's saying that you've got so much potential to do more than you are doing. And she's also saying there's a little bit of what we say in Scotland is feisty. I'm not sure if you've heard of feisty, but it's when we say somebody's got a real adamant perseverance within them. So it's almost what? Like when things aren't going your way, you stand your ground if you believe you're right.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, you'd understand that.
Yeah.
And she's saying here that there must be a situation where someone you're close to have had quite a strong difference of opinion about something.
Yeah.
Would you understand? And it's almost like she's making me feel that you're both very stubborn.
Yeah.
And she says it's caused quite a lot of friction within that relationship. And she's saying somebody has to give way. And she's also saying, you know, just when you allow somebody to have their opinion, it doesn't mean that you actually totally accept that. So she wants to say, can you temper things a little bit? Would you understand why she's saying that, Lisa? It's almost like I feel that you've got quite a strong character here.
Yeah.
Sometimes she just says, if you step back a little, you'll get your own way. Would you understand in that situation? She says you've got to be clever how you deal with it.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, but she said you will get what you want because you've got a strength of force that she had. I have to say, that although I do feel that perhaps there was distance between you and your grandmother, the love was always there. Would you understand that?
Yes.
A strong sense of love. And I do feel that she's been around you, particularly over the last 1 year to 18 months when she's given you strength. So I'd like to leave your grandma's love with you, Lisa. And I'd just like to say, you know, us women are all very good at manipulating things. So just get your own way through that natural feminine deception.
Thank you, Jane.
Okay, thank you, Lisa. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Lisa, for calling in. I hope you enjoyed that reading with Jane.
I did. Thank you very much.
Okay, bye. Enjoy the rest of the show. I've got some announcements to make. There's an area code 352 who's trying to get in, but keeps coming in and out, losing connection. We will try and get you if time permits. And going to the UK at the moment, those people living in around Halesowing, Birmingham, UK, Mick Paul Green, he's a well-known medium in the area. He's doing a charity night in aid of the Birmingham Children's Hospital. This is taking place at Cobham Arms, which is 217 Howley Grange Road, Halesowing, Birmingham, B32. It's on the 19th of October, which is a Friday. The demonstration will last from 7:30 till 9:30, and tickets are on the door, priced at £5. So that's Mick Paul Green on the 19th of October at the Cobham Arms charity event in aid of Birmingham Children's Hospital. Well, I'm having a wonderful time tonight. I hope you're all enjoying yourselves. I can see them chatting away there on the Skype thing, and you know it's great to be able to share your loved ones and relatives with you all. And I don't know if you remember a lady called Adele, but I quite like her myself, and this particular song that I'm going to play for you next is again one of favorites of mine, and it was written for her album 21, and it's called Rolling in the Deep. Enjoy, Adele.
There's a fire starting
Can you just love Adele? So, you're listening to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show, and it's me, Margaret Challenger, standing in as host this week and next week for Mike, who is in Orlando, telling us that he's been in the swimming pool today. Not fair when it's raining here. Okay, I'd like to take the next caller now, which is Area 561. Good afternoon. Hello.
Hi.
Hello, 561. Hi. Hi, love. What's your name?
Tracy.
Tracy.
Mhm.
Is that right, Tracy? Okay, Tracy. Let's see. Do you want me to just carry on as I normally do?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Let's have a look. All right. Okay. I've got a lady joining me here who's telling me that you would have liked to been able to have gone further in education. You would have liked to have taken your education further, yes. And it's left some disappointment there in your life, hasn't it?
Right.
I think it's more to do with a work situation where perhaps you've taken jobs that you can do rather than what you want to do.
Right.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. I'm not quite sure. I'm not really quite sure who this lady is. I almost feel as if it's more like an aunt or just outside rather than mum and grandmother, you know. It's just outside that immediate family. But she's giving me the impression of sadness where this further education is concerned. You did think about going back and doing something, some course, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah, but family commitments at the time, it made it impossible.
Right.
Yeah. Now then, Tracy, you're still looking for direction where, in the case of money is concerned, you know, wanting to do the right thing so that you get that amount of money to do it. Money is always an issue in everybody's lives these days, but it seems to be something holding you back where finance is concerned.
Yeah, that's the number one.
Yeah, and this, you see, now brings me, when they talk about this money situation, do you know what's happening to me next? Is I feel quite sad. It's upsetting you, and you're quite a proud person. So you don't wear your heart on your sleeve, do you? You don't want everybody to know what's going on. Yeah, but it's upsetting you, you see, because it's almost by keeping it to yourself so much. There's nobody to talk to, nobody to discuss things with. And I'd love to be able to live next door to you and say, come on in, tell me all about it, and it's not going to go any further. That would be great for you, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Now then, they're moving on a little bit away from that. You've got children, Tracy, haven't you? Is it two?
One.
Sorry?
One.
Did you jump me off the one? Was there a miscarriage?
No.
No, I just felt as if there should be two children. Not to worry, but it you know, sometimes children take up all your time, don't they? Not sometimes, all the time. And you're going through this at the moment. It's as if there's no time for you.
Right.
Now, somebody's talking about your mum. I don't think your mum has passed, but you must live a little way away from her, some distance away from her.
Yeah.
And that sort of makes you look back as if to say, why did I move this far away? Things would be so much better if you were nearer your mum, yeah?
Yeah, sometimes I think about that.
Yeah, yeah. There's a loneliness around you in your life that, as I say, I just want to hold you and make things right. Let's see now what they want to say to you. Oh, bless you. Is this emptiness that's hurting me? I could sit and cry for you. Right. Now then, how old are you? You've got a daughter?
Yes.
Yeah. How old is she? Seven, or is there a seven in her age?
Uh, 12.
She's 12. I felt 7. What 7 means then? Okay. You see, she's at an age at the moment, they're telling me, obviously, where she can't be left. It's
right.
expensive to have someone to look after them, isn't it? It all costs money. So your hands are tied at the moment. But I know that you're looking for, let's use the word miracle to happen, yeah?
Exactly, yes.
Yeah, you're looking for that miracle. And you've learned a lot this last, I don't know, 6 years, I feel. They say in 6 years it's been hard for you. Mm-hmm. Now then. Okay. They're telling me that in October, right, so that's tomorrow, isn't it? We start October. But not
right.
necessarily mm-hmm. tomorrow. In the month of October, you will receive a letter that you will make you jump up and down with glee. You'll be really, really pleased about it. It's something that you put into action a long time ago and maybe would never think that it would happen. But there's definitely good news coming for you, to you in the month of October. And I want you to come back on and tell Mike what it is one day, all right? It's sort of, it's not solving massive problems around you, but it's certainly making them lighter. And that's what you want at the moment, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just something to make things a little bit easier. To just separate the darkness and see some light come through it. Now, I know that you've had a lot of emotion, a lot of tears around yourself. The pride, as you've wiped them away rather than show people. But there is laughter coming your way as well. You absolutely adore your daughter. You're very protective towards her.
Mm-hmm.
Has she been subject to a certain amount of bullying in school or in the neighborhood there?
Yes.
Yeah. This is something else that upsets you because there's not much you could do about it personally, is it? You have to let the authorities take charge. But she'll grow stronger from this. And with your love and support, she'll definitely come out the other side of it. Your daughter's
okay.
very motherly, isn't she? She's a very motherly little girl.
Yeah.
Yes, very timid and very kind. And she follows you. Okay. I'd love to spend another half an hour with you, Tracy, but I know we've got people waiting and I don't want to disappoint them. So thanks ever so much for ringing in.
Thank
and I
you.
Hope listen to this on the archives, all right, MikeSpirit.fm, and go to the archives. Because it being thrown at you like this, it's difficult to remember everything. So you take
okay.
care, my love. And look forward to
Thank
October.
You.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye for now.
Bye.
Okay. Who we got next? Good afternoon. Hello. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Who's that?
This is Selena.
Hello, Selena. I had an aunt call that. That's a lovely name. Very unusual. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Orange County, California.
Orange County. Oh, I only see these names on Sky News. I can't believe I'm speaking to people from there. Okay. Well, I know we've got a few people waiting, Selena, so I'm going to hand you straight over to Trevor there.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Enjoy your reading.
Thank you.
Good evening, Selena.
Hi, Trevor.
Hi. Welcome. You've got a lovely voice, I have to say.
Thank you so much.
Okay. I'm very aware of a youngster, a young person in the spirit world that's drawing close to me, and I do feel it's a little girl. Would you understand a little girl in the spirit world, please?
No.
Okay. I'm just going to place the little girl with your mum, okay?
Okay.
On mother's side of the family. I'm also very aware of a lady's energy drawing me that does feel like a grandmother here as she's drawing in close to me because I really want to give you a big hug at this moment in time.
Oh, that's nice.
Okay. She's making me feel there was a lot going on with her inner organs and my blood is starting to feel quite, how can I say it? I feel quite disorientated within my body. Would you understand an illness like this with your grandmother, please?
You know, I'm not that familiar with what my grandparents' illnesses were, because I wasn't really that close to them.
Is there any way you can find out?
Yeah, definitely.
Because sometimes the best information we can get is when we have to find out as well. But that's what she's making me feel, okay, my love? But I do have, and I have to say, I have an enormous amount of inner strength with this lady.
Oh, wow.
Would you understand that? Because I feel like it's been passed down to your mother and to you.
Well, I do know my grandmother. I did visit with her, and she was on my mom's side. She was very strong-willed.
Yeah, because although I feel very strong-willed, I have to say I wouldn't like to upset this lady. I wouldn't like to push her too far.
Yeah, that sounds like her.
Okay, so I know there must be a situation where around you where you have to keep your words in at the moment, because if you voice your opinion, she's making me feel like you're almost boiling over and you want to explode.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm in a love situation and turmoil.
I was just about to come up for that. Yeah. Because you really know yourself as a person, as your mother did and as this lady does. And she wants to bring that strength of being your own woman.
Yeah, I'm very strong-willed myself.
Yeah. So you need to let that out, but she's making me feel that you need to let it out very gently, but persuasively, if that's a word. You need to be you need to be more confident with how you're dealing with that situation.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense.
Okay.
Yes.
Because your words can be quite sharp, but they need to be softly spoken so they understand what you're trying to get across.
Right.
Yeah, because it's almost like a black and white situation. Somebody saying it's white, you're saying no, it's not. So you've got that kind of conflict of two energies coming together.
That's interesting. I'm just in a patient waiting period right now. So I just was wondering if my mom or my dad would come through, because I wasn't there for when they both died. They died different time periods.
Different time periods,
I was the only child that was not there, present.
Yeah. I have to say, I am sensing your grandmother here, and I am sensing a lot of love from your grandmother. I'm not sensing your mother or your father.
Right.
Okay. But if I'm feeling, and you can take this lady as your grandmother, know that your mum and dad are very much around you. Your mother and father have a lot of love for you.
Okay,
thanks, Trevor. Yes, Selena, like Trevor said, you know, it doesn't mean that they're not there. The time that we're permitted on these things, there's every chance that your mum and dad are there. But it's down to time, unfortunately. But thanks for calling in, Selena. I'm sure that Trevor's been able to help you.
Oh, thank you so much.
Okay, my love. Take care. Enjoy the rest of the show. I just give a quick birthday to a colleague of mine. Her son is Daniel Vincent. He's 16 this week. Way. Happy birthday, Daniel. Okay, who's our next caller, please? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, and can I take your name?
Hi. Lori.
Hello,
thank
Lori.
You for
how are you?
My call.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Well, I'm sorry that, you know, if you've waited a while, but you're lucky 13, you're our 13th caller that we've got through to this evening. We're trying so hard to get them through. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from California.
California. Okay, I'm going to hand you straight over to Jane. We're going to say time is against us at the moment, so enjoy your reading.
Thank you so much.
Hello, Lori.
Hi.
Nice to speak to you, Lori.
Nice to talk to you, too. I'm glad to got on.
Lori, I'm very aware, actually, of a gentleman in the spirit world that has a great love and emotion for you. And I do feel that this gentleman was taken before his time was due. Would you understand a gentleman like this, please? I have to say, as I look at him, he looks to me to be very sophisticated.
Oh,
would you understand
God.
A gentleman?
There's two of them I know that
okay.
passed over.
Okay. I do feel that there would have been quite a strong bond between you both when he was here on Earth.
Does he have dark or light hair?
The way it looks to me now is just going a little bit salt and pepper.
Would
you understand that?
Yeah.
But would you understand with this gentleman of being very kindly?
Kind?
Yes.
Yeah, he had a gentle soul at times.
Yeah. Because I feel this with him, and I'm actually feeling that he wants to bring some gentleness around you, Laurie. He's saying to me that there are some people that haven't been as kind to you as they should have been lately.
Yeah.
And he's also saying that this has brought you to question yourself a little. It's almost like you're... confidence has been knocked. Would you understand that, Laurie?
I have been going through that, but I also feel like I'm finally just starting to pull out of it a little bit.
And that's good, but he wants to make you aware that he has been bringing you that love that's needed and trying to instill the self-esteem, because you're a very strong lady, and it's been quite hard for you to deal with these feelings. Would you understand that?
I've been battling... bad emotions.
Yeah. And he wants to say, you know, that the problem is that when we're strong people, we can't cope with everything. And sometimes he said things have knocked you a little and you've been very critical of yourself.
Yeah.
Which you understand. And he's saying, you know, we're only human. But he's so pleased to see you coming out the other side, because he is giving me the number 9, so I do think this has gone over the last 9 months or so, where things have affected you. But you're beginning to shine again, because I have to say, you do shine. And I believe that your friends say you shine, Laurie. Would you understand that? That you've got
to work on it still.
Yeah, but you've got that gentle character yourself, where people are drawn to you. And they do feel like you shine. You bring a lot of warmth to people, he's telling me. Okay? Would you understand that, Laurie?
I think so.
I'm
trying.
I have to say... Okay, and he's saying that you're doing very well. And a lot of it has been emotional difficulties that you found hard to deal with. And this gentleman, when he was here, he had a very nice way of dealing with people, but he managed to build a resilience within him to stop other people affecting how he felt about himself.
Yeah.
And he's saying that you're finding that now.
Yeah.
You understand that, Laurie? You're finding yourself, and you're beginning to be aware of your own power.
Yeah.
It's the power within. Yeah.
Usually I don't talk out, and now I'm starting to talk out in a different manner or something.
And he's so pleased, because the thing is that you actually have the ability now to express what you're thinking in a way that doesn't damage other people. And this is what he said, other people aren't so considerate towards you. But he's so pleased to see your strength. Have you been reading self-help books or having some kind of therapy?
What happened, I had problems with my family in the past, and then I went through an emotional thing, and then I, you know, that was very, very hard to accept, and there was nothing...
Mm.
And I could still fight it in a way.
Yeah, but you've come a long way.
But it ripped me apart, because I put myself down and I want to, you know. But I usually bounced out of it, really.
Yeah. But you've come a long way, Laurie, because all these misdemeanors, these things have built your strength. So he wants to take his hat off to you and say congratulations for getting there. He says there's still a bit of way to go, but you're becoming stronger and stronger, and he wants to leave your love. So thank you very much, Laurie. It's been lovely to be able to speak to you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Jane. Thanks very much. Laurie, I hope you enjoyed that. Excellent. So you're listening to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show, and it's been a wonderful evening, yeah? We've actually done 14 callers this evening between us, which is amazing. And to be able to link you and with your loved ones, it is really good. I do have time, perhaps, to let you know that I will be back next Sunday. I don't think we've got time for any more callers this evening. I'm so, so sorry. But ring in next week, next Sunday, same time, and we'll get you on, I'm sure. So I'm just going to briefly bring on my last song for you, and it's special for all of you. It's Just the Way You Are by Barry White. Good night, everyone. This is Margaret Challenger on the Mike David Spirit Show. Speak to you next Sunday. Have a lovely week, and we've enjoyed being with you. Take care. Good night. God bless to everyone. Until next Sunday.
Hi, you're listening to Spiritual Awakening with Spirit Medium and Psychic.
Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up. It certainly is. Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website, www.mikespirit.fm or www.mikespirit.info, or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend, or search for mikespirit.fm. So tune in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on mikespirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 p.m. UK Time. We're the Sweet Manics, and we tune in every week.